I'm Dick Smyth, CKLW News. One car crash and one man is dead, three injured. It happened about 10 last night on Tecumseh near McKay. The death car, a Honda Accord, struck a parked car. Booze involved? Well, police haven't said, nor have they given us the names of the victims. There was another tragic accident in Welland this time. A car screamed out of control and plowed into a group of teens. Two, one 16 years old, the other 17, were killed. Another 16-year-old is hurting badly. The driver of the car was also killed. Four people dead. Why? The local constabulary won't comment on whether booze was a factor there either. God's ways are strange. She is allowing the demolition of a 120-year-old church in St. Joachim. The people in St. Joe don't like it one bit. They staged a demonstration when the church started removing the contents from the building. Got testy enough that the OPP were called, but nobody was arrested. The London Diocese says that the church has been condemned and they don't have the money to fix it up. As you know, there will be no strike at Daimler Chrysler in Windsor. CAW members are voting this weekend on the last-minute deal that was reached this week. Buzz Hargrove says he expects the new contract will be approved by his guys big time. It includes more bucks and a new product to be built here in Windsor. A personal note here, I remember Gene Whalen very well from my days at the Big 8 in Windsor. He was warden of Essex County and then the MP for Essex West. So, I am intrigued to learn that his daughter, Susan Whalen, may get the job of Solicitor General when Jean Chrétien bounces Lawrence McCauley from that post. Whalen's playing it cool, just a rumor, she says. Doubt there's any truth to it. Okay, a quick check on our wacky, weird, woeful world. In Virginia, police are continuing to examine a truck and a shell casing that they have found. They think that they have met some connection with the sniper who has terrorized much of the area near Washington, D.C. They may have more to tell us on Monday. Then, in Indonesia, the local law has arrested the spiritual leader of an Islamic sect that may be linked to Al-Qaeda. He's not an actual suspect, but the Indonesian defense minister says he knew what was going to happen. CKLW Sports. The World Series begins tonight in Anaheim with 18-game winner Jared Washburn pitching for the Angels and 13-game winner Jason Schmidt on the mound for the San Francisco Giants. Anaheim will host games tonight and tomorrow before the series shifts to Pac Bell Park for games on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. In the NHL, the 2-2 Detroit Red Wings are on the road in Minnesota tonight, and backup goalie Jeff Hackett gets his second straight start when Montreal hosts Toronto. NCAA football action. The Minnesota Golden Gophers downed MSU this afternoon, 28-7. That gave Minnesota its first win at Spartan Stadium since 1976. Elsewhere, the Michigan Wolverines edged by Purdue 23-21. World champion moguls skier Jean-Luc Brossard retired today from the sport that he helped put on the map in Canada. The 1994 Olympic gold medalist suffered a serious knee injury at the World Cup final in 2000 that essentially wiped out his last two seasons. The 30-year-old says the old passion just wasn't there anymore that would allow him to compete at his previous levels. CKLW 800 weather forecast is next.
Detroit Dragway. Big name superstock and funny cars. A Detroit Dragway double feature.
From Los Angeles, driving his record-holding Dodge Hemi, the powerful Dodge of Dandy Dick Lindy.
Racing against from Berwyn, Pennsylvania, the man who fights for Chevrolet, driving his all-new Z28 Camaro, equipped with the all-aluminum L1 427 engine, the champion Chevrolet of Bill Grumpy Jenkins.
And the ground-shaking funny cars. From Cleveland, driving his factory-prepared 187-mile an hour Mercury Cougar, Fast Eddie Sharkman in the Airlift Rattler.
Racing against the young man who remained loyal to Pontiac, driving his supercharged GTO, the flying farmer, Arnie Beswick.
Dick Landy's Dodge against Bill Jenkins' Chevrolet.
Eddie Sharkman's Cougar against Arnie Beswick's GTO. They'll all be there Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m. at Detroit Dragway, Sibley at Dick.
From the AM 800 Weather Center, here's the forecast. Tonight, partial clearing, wind west 30 clicks, diminishing this evening, a low of 2. Sunday, mix of sun and cloud, wind becoming west at 20 clicks in the afternoon and a high of 13. Monday, cloudy, sunny periods, 30% chance of showers, high of 10. Tuesday, cloudy, more rain, 60% chance of showers. Wednesday, no rain, mix of sun and cloud, high on 10. Right now, it's 10 in Essex, 11 in Windsor, and wait for it. It's 15 degrees in Puce, Ontario. I'm Dick Smyth. It's awfully good to be back. AM 800 News.
CJM. the CKLW Big 8 Reunion on AM 800 CKLW. I'm Charlie O'Brien. Welcome to Hour 2. It is flying by. We're reliving the glory days, remembering the fabulous 60s and 70s and some of the guys. Coming up this hour, it's 2020 News in Review. We'll talk to some of the fabulous guys that blasted out all that fabulous information. Stay right here. There's more to come. It's the CKLW Big 8 Reunion on AM 800 CKLW. The Big 8 Reunion continues on...
20 minutes before 9, cloudy tonight, showers tomorrow. This is Don West, CKLW 2020 News. In about 20 minutes, we'll begin to know the first voter reaction from Wisconsin and their primary balloting. Richard Nixon's victory is almost a foregone conclusion, but on the Democratic ballot, there are two names, Eugene McCarthy and Lyndon Baines Johnson. Bobby Kennedy's name isn't there, and neither, apparently, are his supporters.
3 minutes before 3, this is Grant Thompson, CKLW 2020 News. It looks like the resignation of Richard Nixon is coming tonight at 9. The president has requested time from the American networks for a speech to the people. The Big 8 has also learned that Vice President Gerald Ford will be sworn in as President of the United States tomorrow afternoon in ceremonies at the White House. CKLW in-depth report. For anyone that crosses the Detroit River on a regular basis, it's like a trip to the corner store. But many of us forget it's an international border. Ed Crystal heads a joint drug squad on the Canadian side and tells us why the customs officers are always looking for drugs.
The Ann Arbor Blues and Jazz Festival will come off this year, but it won't be in Ann Arbor. You'll recall City Council vetoed the annual blast complaining about dope and litter. Well, the Big 8 has come to the aid of the Rainbow People, moving the festival to St. Clair College in Windsor, September 6th through the 8th. More than 60,000 people are expected.
Motor City weather partly sunny with a possibility of scattered thundershowers today.
High 85.
Low tonight 60.
More of the same tomorrow. Merck Index 47. Light air pollution.
The current temperature is 60 degrees.
Sarnia 64.
Cleveland 63.
Toledo 62.
Clark Weskovich, 2020 News.
And Byron McGrunsky.
2020 News. And now Gary Burbankowitz with CKLW Music.
No, I'm Burbanksky.
And on that note, at 8:09, it's the CKLW Big 8 Reunion, bringing back the fabulous sound of some of that 2020 hammering, pounding
the news.
The news guys are here. So I just
we were the most hated people in the world.
I'm a jock, so I don't know how you guys are going to accept me this hour. Joe Donovan is here from the great early 70s. Right now, Joe, you're working at WWJ.
WWJ, News Radio 950. Charlie, consider this. Consider this. In 30 years, I've gone from the Motor City Murder Meter to... traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8th. You decide if that's progress.
And it's a real pleasure to have Dick Smythe with us. Dick, you were the news director at what year? 65?
Oh, gosh, I forgot.
You know,
I was
way
at
back.
The station. I was at the station from 56 through 69.
God. And you spent a lot
he
of years
the founding
here.
Father of 2020
founding
News.
Father
he is our Abraham.
News.
Byron McGregor was our Moses. That's how that shook out.
That's you're right. That's
Joe, I just had a religious experience. I don't know what it meant. Dick, you spent a lot of years at 1050 Chum in Toronto working with Jay Nelson, and now you're happily just laid back, kicking back. And
I still keep my finger in. I do commentary on the Moose in Bracebridge.
I'm a
major radio star in Bracebridge.
And I want to come back. I want to come back and talk to you about Star. JoJo Shuddy McGregor's here. You did traffic from the copter up there.
Ah, first female helicopter traffic reporter, not only in Metro Detroit and Windsor, but in North America.
And you're still doing traffic.
Privilege to be amongst
that's
all
right.
these guys.
And the greatest part of that, I remember the best line was when Cheech and Chong were doing our morning show one day, and they said, JoJo, your dress is really short, and we can all see it from the down on the ground.
I think that went more
Randall
like, JoJo,
Carlisle,
are you high?
Randall Carlisle, 2020 News is in. I worked some early mornings with you, and
right,
on the 5
right,
o'clock
that.
Hour coming
yes.
off the all-night show. Where are you working right now? TV?
TV in Salt Lake City. I'm an anchorman there.
Did they take the makeup off before you came out here? You're looking fabulous there.
Like, no, they put some on.
Oh, they put
right
some
now.
On.
Isn't that nice?
Portraits.
For radio, I couldn't figure it.
Charlie, I didn't get to say where I'm working.
Where are you working
my
right now, sweets?
My boss is listening.
Uh-oh.
I work for AAA Michigan,
oh, there you go.
The broadcast news network. We've got stations in Michigan and in Canada, and we do news, we do sports, we do traffic, and of course we do traffic. What else could we be doing?
And she still has a short skirt on.
That's
nice.
Oh.
Watch those hands. Randall.
And this, there's a guy, his voice will rock the Big 8. Mark Daly's here. Mark, City TV is where you are right now.
Yeah,
you,
City TV in Toronto.
The fabulous image voice that just booms out across the Toronto area right now.
But I was just a kid when I was here.
How old were you when you worked 2020 News?
I just turned 19, I think, when I got the call.
And you sounded exactly the same,
right? Have you ever had so many balls in one studio?
Is this a Pistons game?
I think I'll stay.
This could be the Pistons game. A lot of
Matt Phillips.
Bert Sarri is here. Bert, when did you do 2020?
I was 1963. You got to get on that mic.
You got to get on that mic.
63 to 67. I wasn't on air. I was behind the scenes working with Dick Smyth and
before the transistor.
Before the transistor. Thank you very much.
A lot of tubes. And
Bert was one of those people that we all had. We were kind of like the meat puppets. And what they did, they put the actualities together. They wrote the scripts a lot of time. We wrote a lot of our own material. We also relied on them. So basically, we just try to not to screw up all the hard work they did when they opened up the microphone.
And then Bert went on to a real job out of broadcasting, automotive business. Right, Bert?
Yes. We all dealt with Bert for years.
Hey, let's introduce one more
guy. He's giving us free cars for the year. No, he hasn't.
We've got almost a continuation of news directors. Byron McGregor, of course, your late husband, is not here. Dick Smyth, you're the news director. Byron, of course, ran the news
Byron
department.
Byron was 19 when he succeeded Dick.
And over to my right here is a guy who continued that tradition. Keith Radford is here. Keith, welcome to it. Native Windsor, a young kid.
Born and raised right here in Windsor.
Right here. Well, here we go. We got that in common.
Channel 7 Buffalo.
Is that where you are? You're in Buffalo?
Yeah, I've been 15 years at the ABC station in Buffalo now.
WKBW.
That's right. Irv Weinstein is the famous guy.
Irv Weinstein,
there.
That's right.
It's great to be there with Tommy Shannon there, so I don't feel, I see Tommy and hear Tommy every day. It's just like when I was a kid.
Now, who was saying that you hung out at the back door when you were a kid? How old were you when you came in?
I started at CKLW Television as a studio cameraman on the Bozo the Clown Show in 1971.
And he's still doing the same thing.
This wasn't a stretch when you got here then?
No, doing 2020 News was very similar. And then we did Swingin' Time with Robin Seymour and things, and then I moved over to Radio News. Byron McGregor hired me as a news op in 1971. And I can't believe it's been 20 years since I left here. But I look the same, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
How about the gray hair, though?
Keith, do you remember one of your first assignments, you and I covering the 1972 elections over in Detroit at the candidates' headquarters? Keith, I was at the microphone area there, and Keith was like my aide. And someone said through the headset, okay, you're going to go on in a moment. How about giving us a level check? Back at the studio, someone had neglected to put down a switch or put up a switch, whatever. I'm alive on the air. I don't know this. So I'm going to give a level check, and I go, CKLW's Keith Radford has just finished his 20th beer and fallen down the elevator shaft.
We still hired him.
Yeah. At which point, whoever it was, realized that and they clicked the switch.
Yeah.
His parents are listening at home.
This is where those rumors get started, Joe.
His parents are listening at home. They're having a fit. They think their poor son's in the emergency room somewhere, maimed for life.
Yeah. I think he was grounded, wasn't he?
We had a lot of fun. We really had a lot of fun.
We were all young.
We were young when we were starting here at CKLW. I was 19, and there's so many memories. And of all the places that I've worked in the years since, this is the place we always come back to see everybody and the people we keep.
And our management was so young. Everybody forgets Herb McCord wasn't much older than us. So we were all young kids growing up together, and that's why we are such a fraternity.
It was the best time in broadcasting.
It was.
Because we were crazy. I mean, did we know it at the time?
We were having a ball.
We had no idea.
We really were.
A whole bunch of us actually came from the same American heartland there. Joe, Randall, Grant, and I are all from, and John Belmont, we're all from like a 100-mile radius of Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia.
Right.
And we grew up listening to this thing,
and it was like, God, if we could ever work here.
I want to be with Dick Smyth when I grow up.
Right.
Amen. You don't. Amen.
I still get emails.
The sound of the station is so good. I got some old air checks. Hearing this stuff tonight is really good. But I've got old air checks, and I mean, now, 30 years later, it still sounds good.
It's still good.
I get emails and letters.
Nobody has ever done it as well.
Still from people.
Right. Look where everybody ended up. No matter what anybody says about 2020 News, and I'll be here to defend my late husband, Byron. look where everybody went off to. Off to news radio, exactly. Off to CNN. Yeah.
Bob Mosher went to CNN. Yeah,
yes, exactly. And John Belmont, ABC News. All the guys in this room that went on to TV. Myself on to TV. Byron on to TV. We were a great group, and we just knew what we had to do to make this sound as exciting as the music sounded. The news had to sound just as exciting, yep. So it wouldn't be a turnout factor.
It was powerful. It had the news had a rhythm. It had to have a beat. That teletype that was pounding behind
in the background.
Was pounding
right.
behind the newscast.
But it was the writing, the alliteration, the creative juices just flowed. That's why Grant Hudson isn't in this room with us.
Where the
he's
heck?
Still putting
he's,
a newscast
he's
together.
Writing, he's writing.
His juices are flowing over.
I said, Grant,
he always works to the last
5 minutes. You'll hear that. You'll hear the result of all that.
And he's still working on his.
He's still working on his newscast.
I got to tell you,
one relic I wish I had saved from that era was a postcard. And it was not a put-on because only a 10-year-old girl, 12-year-old girl, could write, you know, with this style. She's from Erie, Pennsylvania, and she says, when we listen to stations in our town and the news comes on, we turn off the radio. We listen to the news on CKLW, we turn the radio louder.
And then she says,
my favorite stories are when someone goes, and she spelled it, Perserk. When someone goes Perserk with a rifle.
Very
so
sick.
Whenever that happens, could you please always do those stories?
That was every night.
Yeah. That's true. Because that was one of our favorite words. Yeah. He went Berserk.
He went Berserk. Yeah. But the all-time biggest, the greatest, most outrageous had to be the little green Martians that the Air Force was hiding.
Now, who did
Wright
that story?
Grant Hudson.
And he's not here to defend himself.
And I think Byron had to defend him to management when it was all said and done.
I'll never forget that. It was like, this is a CKLW exclusive. We have discovered
a world exclusive.
That's right.
Interplanetary.
I disagreed very strongly with that sensational approach. A lot of people think I had something to do with it. I didn't. That started after I left. I still disagree with it.
Yeah.
It was
that's
not
Dick Smythe for the record there.
That's not Dick Smythe. And that's his commentary.
We
did take it to the next level, I think, in the early 70s. And by the time I got here in 72, it was out there.
It was already
hour to hour. I worked 4 to 12, and you hear Grant do the 240, Lee Marshall do the 340. At 440, I had to top that, and it turned into a game of top that in the afternoon.
Yeah, it was like in a submarine in the sense there was a lot of pressure. At the same time, you know, inside the sub, it still feels like, you know, ordinary normal air. So the pressure's on the outside, but you're insulated on the inside so that you don't really feel the pressure. You just feel the competitiveness. For those who aren't up to speed on the alien story, was it 1974?
It's not true, Joe. Have an update?
What we're talking about here is Grant Hudson got an exclusive interview with someone who at the beginning claimed that he had actually seen.
He saw the bodies frozen down there, right?
Yes, the frozen body. This was before any of
outside Dayton,
Roswell,
Ohio, right?
Area 54 stuff.
Right.
Dr. Carr.
Before any of that became public, the publicity for that, someone claimed he had seen, was it 8 little aliens, 7 or 8, whatever. He saw them frozen from a flying saucer crash, along with, there was some like really exotic, beyond human tech equipment that had been salvaged from the crash and was being hidden by the U.S. government. And no one knew exactly what to do next because they were definitely dead and no one could like make these amazing gizmos work. And we were afraid if the Russians knew.
Here he comes.
Here he comes,
had.
Grant Hudson.
There he is, Grant.
The man who broke the story.
We're breaking that
story.
For the famous intercontinental aliens.
I want to know.
Intergalactic aliens.
I want to know if Grant is still sticking by his green man story.
Okay, now,
was
it originally?
You had a world.
Here we are. We're sharing this microphone.
You had a world exclusive, Grant.
I'm the only Grant Hudson.
Now,
for people who are listening tonight and aren't completely up to speed when we talk about the alien story. Now, you got the exclusive from someone who claimed he had seen the aliens in the beginning, right?
Yes.
Dr. Carr, remember?
He was a professor at the University of South Florida in Clearwater, and I forget his name.
I thought it was in Dayton, Ohio. Where
the
they
aliens
were
in Dayton.
Yeah, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. That's right, where they still are.
And you went down there, correct?
I went to Wright-Patterson.
Grant Hudson went to Wright-Patterson Air Base at the invitation of the Pentagon. And what did they show you?
Well, I don't know if it was the Pentagon, but I sure got a call from Dayton over the thing. They actually allowed me pretty open access to anywhere I wanted to go on the airbase, surrounded by more brass than I've ever seen in my life, because it was in
what they called ForTech, the Foreign Technology section of the
base. But you never saw the aliens, did you?
No,
are you allowed to say,
but I
that,
saw the building where they supposedly were.
And what was in that building?
You saw the pipes
going in there. Well, nothing. They had pipes coming out of the wall. They had insulation hanging off the wall. This thing was an empty warehouse.
I think Byron went to his grave knowing what you saw there, really.
And then, now, wasn't it about then, Grant?
Byron's the only person I ever told
what
I saw.
Sworn
to wasn't it about then, though, that you discovered that your source admitted to you, well, he didn't actually see the aliens. He talked to someone who had seen the aliens.
Right.
And at that point, you realized...
Dick, what kind of research is that?
I don't remember that.
Never let the facts get in the way of a good story.
There's a bit of that. Yeah.
It's
a little bit after 20 after 8. I think it's time for a 2020 news break. It's the Big 8 reunion on AM 800 CKLW.
It's 20 minutes before 1. This is Grant Hudson, CKLW 2020 News. You heard this first on the Big 8. Accommodations are getting tighter at the Wayne County Morgue as officials stare at 16 new feet peeking out from under those rubber blankets. 8 murders since midnight, 3 of them happening a short time ago in an attempted quadruple blow-off. Another deadly duo of Detroit dastardly deeds as the dice decree death. A disagreement over 7-11. Now she's in heaven. The man who delivered that double-barreled death with his package of penetrating pellets has been pounced in the pen. In another case of hot lead in the head, a heavy-handed hitchhiker tipped with a trigger and paid his bill in bullets. Motor City weather, cloudy with the possibility of rain through Thursday. Low tonight 42, tomorrow's high 46. Merck Index 61, medium air pollution. The current temperature, 53 degrees. Sarnia 52, Cleveland 54, Toledo 49. This is Grant Hudson, CKLW 2020 News. Now more hit music with Brother Bill Gable.
It's the Big 8 reunion on AM 800 CKLW. We appreciate the effort made by people to be in the studio for the show and give a big salute to those who couldn't be with us tonight. Now, more Big 8 memories.
It's 20 minutes before 6. This is Don Patrick, CKLW 2020 News. Winter traffic unusually light tonight. Traffic extremely heavy in downtown Detroit at this hour. Needless to say, you'll have difficulty in getting home if that's where you're headed. No reported tie-ups in any of the freeways, but traffic is very heavy. There have been many minor accidents. Our Detroit Tigers are baseball's world champions, and Mickey Lolich is the hero of the day. The Tigers down the St. Louis Cardinals 4-1, and at the end of the last out, pandemonium broke out in downtown Detroit. The big siren sounded. Confetti flowed from downtown office buildings. People screamed and yelled. There was dancing in the streets and car horns sounded. The celebration, the biggest ever seen, is still going, with not even the slightest hint that it's going to let up anytime soon. The mobile Mustang is in the thick of it.
Downtown Detroit, you can't hear anything right now except horns blowing. The traffic is so heavy on Michigan Avenue, it seems like it's going to take all evening to get as far as Tiger Stadium from downtown. People are buying Tiger pennants along the way. The vendors are back out selling those. People are waving them from cars up and down the sidewalks. People are drinking beer out of mugs and every other possible container. There's some kind of a celebration going on in Kennedy Square. You can't even get near it to look at it. There's probably people swimming in the fountain. They were pushing them into the fountain in Kennedy Square earlier. The paper is still streaming out of office building windows, and people are yelling out of cars. The most fantastic thing in the world.
Tons of confetti cover downtown Detroit streets. It looks like a snowstorm. While the people go wild in Detroit, it remains relatively calm in Windsor.
In marked contrast to the hoopla in Detroit, Windsor is going about the normal business of getting home from downtown. If anything, downtown traffic is lighter than normal. A policeman told me he hadn't heard of anything unusual happening, and I sure couldn't find anything. Yet, Windsor fans are every bit as enthusiastic as their counterparts in Detroit. Maybe they're celebrating inside tonight. Dick Smythe, 2020 News.
And this here just in. Somebody has just reached the top of the flagpole in Kennedy Square. The excitement is boiling over. Even those who don't know or could care less about baseball are caught up in the celebration as mobs of people praise their ball team, the one they say reunited Detroit.
Think about the Tigers.
Well, I think
it's
fine. We did fine.
You're
going
to go out and celebrate?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a celebration downtown like this?
No, I haven't.
What does this junk look like?
And so the celebration goes on. We'll still probably be reporting that celebration in the wee hours of the morning. Mickey Lolich gave up 5 hits in leading the Tigers to victory today. Detroit is only the 3rd club in history to ever win a 7-game series after being behind 3-1. Lolich turned in a truly magnificent performance and did it with only 2 days rest. He struck out 4 and walked 3. The only run off him was a homer in the 9th for Mike Shannon. The Tigers scored their first 3 runs off the man they thought could not be beaten, Bob Gibson. With 2 out in the 7th, Norm Cash and Willie Horton singled, and Jim Northrup drove 1 into center field. 2 runs scored, and Northrup came in for hit by freehand. Mickey Lolich says, though, that he didn't do as well as he would have liked to have done. But he wasn't tired.
I never got tired in the game. I was weak almost from about the 3rd inning on. I didn't have the real good, hard fastball that I do know how to throw. As you notice, most of the balls today were hit on the ground. I was throwing a sinking fastball all day. I didn't have the good, hard fastball. I had fairly good control, not as good as I usually like. But I kept making the ball sink, and I got him out.
This is the 3rd time the Tigers have ever won a World Series. Their other victories came in 1935 and in 1945. The Tigers are flying back to Detroit this evening and are expected to be met by thousands of fans at Metropolitan Airport. Their arrival time, 7:30 tonight. The Big 8 will be there. You can count on it. 2020 News suggests that all of Tiger Town should be lit up. Leave your lights on so when the Tigers fly over tonight, they'll see a lit up town. Airport weather clear, operations normal. Mercantex 43, light air pollution. It's 63 degrees. This is Don Patrick, CKLW 2020 News. And that's what's happening today, October 10th, 1968.
October 10th, 1964. That's how we'd come out of those newscasts with a great team. Wow.
That was the year after the riots, too, so that was like a real positive
The World Series, World Series going on, Tigers. Were they going to be there, Big Joe Donovan, next year? No, not really.
I think next year's goal is to not finish last.
It was, you know, doing 2020 news was like doing a show. It was
absolute
entertainment.
We had like many times we had like 3 hours to write our newscast, and we would sit there and just like try to top the next guy.
Pull every deranged thought out of your head while you smoke big black cigars. Remember the Detroit News weekend paper did a thing.
They did a feature on me, and they said he comes in at like 3 a.m. and he starts drinking big cups of black coffee and smoking big black cigars. And
it was all true.
And the nicotine and the caffeine is running through his veins. And finally, by 5:20 in the morning, he could say, "This is Randall Carlisle." I mean, I was
20.
We had most of our fun after 9 o'clock, after morning drive. We'd start calling up all the local talk shows putting them on.
There was rumor that Dennis Holy was...
Yeah, is he still in Detroit?
Is he still around, or where is
just
he?
A couple. He doesn't want to get into that.
There's statute of limitations issues here.
Lunch break.
Before people forget, Charlie, what they just heard a moment ago, that vintage newscast from Don Patrick, you notice all of the different reports that we had live and tape reports, all the actualities, which is very common today. And you don't think about it. In 1967, 68, 69, 70, that was not. 2020 News was very much on the cutting edge of all.
Having a lot of that sound.
I remember Don once, and Don's a great guy. Boy, he sounds so good these years later. But I remember Don sitting in that great big desk we had in the newsroom in the Tennessee accent. "Dick, this is nothing but a damn tape factory." You know, because we this used to be competition to squeeze as many tape clips into that 5-minute package as you could.
And now today, you look at television newscasts, you look at CNN headline news, you look at MTV.
Bang, 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 bang.
The 2020 news sounded like a generation ago.
And in the mid-70s, we had 24 people in this news department. 24 people in 1970.
No radio station in the world has 24 people in their news department now.
This was not an all-news station. It was a top 40 rock and roll station.
That's right.
And then think about it.
And news was very important.
WWJ and WJR, they were the news stations, and WXYZ at the time. And they didn't have a traffic copter. It was CK that
innovated. Can we have a little bit of CK traffic from the traffic copter?
Jojo, okay, we're going to do it.
In all seriousness, we were the Motor City. We had the second largest freeway system in the country. No mass transit. It was Byron who convinced the powers that be in Toronto that CKLW really needed to have a traffic watch because we not only covered Windsor, but also the Motor City. And then it began. So we were the first to do that.
Well, that was fun, too, to do that. I used to fill in for you when you were on vacation.
There was only one guy in this entire newsroom who was brave enough to fill in for me when I went on vacation, and that
was Keith Radford.
Keith Radford.
That was fun.
I want to make the point, too, that, you know, we're talking about all this stuff that could be called sensationalist. In some ways it is, but this station, one, was the first Canadian-licensed radio station to win the International Award of the Radio Television News Directors, and that was for our coverage of the Detroit riot in 67.
Right.
So it was a good, responsible operation, despite a lot of the flash around it.
It was first-rate bona fide news.
Joe was right. We were pioneers in terms of, and Dick started the whole thing, in terms of short sound bites and quick voicers from other stations. That's how I got hired. There was some kind of shootout on the Ohio highway somewhere, and CKLW calls me, and I'm working in Akron, Ohio, and they said, we want a 30-second wraparound, or what did we call it back then?
Like a voicer or wraparound, like that.
And I said, 30 seconds. Remember that?
Right, exactly. And I said, 30 seconds to tell all these stories? Yeah. And I did this. So I said, okay, I'll call you right back, and I type up this great thing in 30 seconds. I do it in 30 seconds. They play it, and Byron calls me, and he says, you want to fly up this weekend? And he hires me.
I got discovered the Kent State shootings. I was there visiting somebody on campus.
We broke that
story,
remember?
I called in and I said,
CKLW was first with the Kent State shootings in Detroit, Michigan.
First with 2020 news.
Think about that.
Before they called police, I remember they called CK.
I called in shortly afterwards. As soon as I could find a phone, there were no cell phones then. And I said, I'm a young reporter from Ohio. And I did my 25-second voice on it. It was, that's what got me sort of.
And everybody called. And nobody does this anymore. Because we'd be castrated for the whole thing now. But when Matt you see news for break, news call 961 NEWS in Detroit or 541 CKLW in Detroit.
And people did.
And we pay $1,000 for the.
But the kooks used to call in. Like, I had one lady called in regularly. She was convinced that she was married to me. And she would call in regularly.
She was, Dick. You just forgot.
If you could voice the phone call off to somebody else, it got to be a little game around the news desk to not get hold of this lady.
Check your sources, and that was
exactly.
We used to get tips on murders in Hartford, Connecticut. I worked the graveyard shift for most of my career here, and we used to get calls from Hartford, Connecticut, and all these other
places.
We
give away the green stuff, and we don't mean cabbage.
That's right. And I would call the Hartford police and confirm it, and I'd throw it on the air if they bothered to drop the dime to call us. We'll mention your murder.
It's all
just
the
call
classic
us now.
Newscasters from the 2020 era. 8:36. It's the Big 8 CKLW reunion. Joe Donovan is here. Grant Hudson. Of course, Dick Smyth, JoJo Shetty McGregor, Randall Carlisle, Mark Daly, Bert Seri, and Keith Radford.
And you haven't said how young we all look.
It's these TV
guys. We haven't aged at all, have we?
Do we still look fabulous? I don't know. And Rick Hamilton, did you ever do 2020 news?
No, I'm just leaning over Joe Donovan's shoulder, and Joe started to tell a story when he was calling various radio stations. and that happens to be, ironically, just the radio station I was working at before I came here. That sounds familiar.
Got the love, Joe.
Remember
Rick?
That, Joe?
Now, there needs to be a little context.
you may want to provide that or call
we
some
still
legal.
Need to clarify, this was during your lunch hour that you guys did this. You did your hard work in the morning.
CKLW-FM, which most of its broadcast days simply rebroadcast the AM signal.
Shoestring operation, I believe you called it on the air once.
Do we need to call legal on this?
Okay. Separate programmed itself to become Windsor-oriented. What is now 580 Memories, CKWW was the dominant station of Windsor at that time.
Right.
And I did on FM 94.
We felt a need to help FM 93.9 get a head start on the competition.
Would that poke?
And the best way to do that was to call the competition's talk shows and attack them.
And tie up all the lines.
Well, unfortunately, Rick Hamilton happened to be on the receiving end of our onslaught. Now, all the imagination that goes into these newscasts.
Imagine when they're turned loose on a two-way talk show telephone. Yeah.
And we had 3 hours to work on the deal,
creative juices
too.
Were still flowing, is what you're saying, Joe?
To be fair, though, we eventually called our own station. We called Baz
that
Jameson.
That was just for practice.
He worked at FM 94.
Yeah, that was
practice.
That was
just for being up for mine. Right.
But the very best, though, was AM Detroit. Remember that one where the psychologist decided he would analyze you after you kept telling him that you had the love, Jones?
I got the love, Jones.
What am I going to do?
What am I going to do?
And this man would say,
was
well, obviously this man has some psychological problems. Everybody calm down.
Is that live? It was live.
We're all sitting there watching it in the Big 8 newsroom, and they're all analyzing Joe being a jerk. I mean, it was like, God.
The secret to these
things
is to hold the telephone like a microphone. That is to say, you don't put the earpiece to your ear because you'll laugh at your own voice. You hold it like a microphone and you can go on for a long time with all sorts of wild, incredible statements. For example, the punchline, it takes a long time to get to a punchline such as, I found Jesus in the men's room of the Ottawa bus terminal. And if you don't hold the phone right, you'll start laughing long before you get to that point.
You like we're laughing
ruin
right
the
now?
Effect.
Yeah.
Remember the one? Should we get back to the credibility of the news?
But didn't you say there was one where you said you owed someone some money, and a strange thing happened that that man that you owed money, he was walking across the street and he was hit by a bus.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know, one thing we haven't talked about, because I'm the only one here who represents that era, was prior to the Big 8, when CKLW was like a mutual network affiliate. It was an old-time station. There was one little news story. Did anybody remember Cunningham's News Ace? This was on different stations around the Detroit market, right? And the line used to be, there's a sound of a plane, right? And then the line was, stand by, Cunningham's News Ace zooms into your home continually all day long. And of course, in those days, you used to queue up the tracks on the old
station. You were the News Ace?
Oh, anybody was who did the newscast, you know.
Oh,
but you used to queue up the sound effect of the airplane, the airplane on the old 16-inch transcription.
Yeah.
Except somebody got the wrong cut one day. Crash!
Stand by the guy.
I don't know what the guy said after that.
The news really has a big story
there. That was pre-JoJo in the chopper that you had this airplane.
Oh, this is going way back. You were probably just a little baby in your car.
Cunningham's was a big chain of drugstores at the time. And
in those days, we used to carry Bob and Ray, Queen for a Day. I mean, it was a mutual network affiliate, but prior to...
Queen for a Day was Joe, wasn't it?
Yeah, Queen for a Day was a radio show. It's a big hit in Toronto, I hear.
Randall, we're going to have a house break you again if you keep this up.
Speaking of crashes, I'll never forget the day I was flying, and Gary Burbank, I was having helicopter trouble, and Gary Burbank couldn't get in touch with me, and I couldn't get in touch with him, so he just decided to go on the air and say, oh, sorry, folks, JoJo just crashed. Well, unfortunately, my dad was driving to work that morning on the freeway, veered off the freeway, going, what is going on here? So then the next thing we heard was Gary Burbank getting back on the air saying, no, sorry, folks, it was just a joke. But Gary was that kind of person to tease. We had Brother Bill in the afternoon who kept things really straight when we did traffic, but in terms of the morning, we never
knew. Gary and Byron, or Myron, as he affectionately called him all the time, and Randall Carlisle, would just switch
We were the stars.
Would do whatever he wanted to.
One morning,
600 pounds
of cow dung.
That was payback.
How did they get started on this
Gary
whole
dumped,
battle?
Who did it first? Gary
Burbank put someone up to it was a woman, young lady, and then she put some padding under her dress.
The police officer.
And came in with an off-duty police officer in uniform claiming that Byron had fathered her child.
This was before me.
And she was also wired for sound.
And she just sat there in the lobby, and then when Byron walked out,
she said, that's him.
That's him.
That's him.
And I remember his face. He looks like, I've never seen this woman before in my life.
And then she says, yeah, that's what they all say.
And then
I said, oh, boy, is this going to look great in tomorrow's paper. Voice of the Americans grabbed on paternity suit. I'm my lawyer right now.
And then Byron got even by dumping a bunch of cow manure on Gary Burbank's...
A truckload.
On his driveway, so he couldn't even come into work.
And you called his wife for an actuality.
Right.
Woke her up.
She said, well, there's a bunch of stuff out there.
Yes. But he came in and ignored it altogether.
Totally.
I know. He was so cool.
He just made like, you guys must have dropped it in the wrong driveway.
Right.
I think somebody, I don't know who it was, maybe it was Grant, or that might even been Byron, went outside and there was just a little bit of straw on his bumper. And that's how we know it was the right place.
Those are the kinds of investigative reports.
We're going to take a time out. We actually have spots
It's, commercials?
It's, yeah, it's the Big 8 reunion on CKLW.
Forget who you're working for.
Lots more to come tonight on a Saturday. It's 8:43.
Turning back the clock to a different era of radio, but at the same position on the dial, AM 800. Tonight's Big 8 reunion is made possible with the help of Walkerville Brewery, Healy Island Winery, the Holiday Inn Select on Huron Church, and J.D. Pranksters. More of the Big 8 reunion on CKLW. Remember this?
It's 20 minutes before 1. This is Grant Hudson, CKLW 2020 News. Police in Cleveland have a grisly one on their hands today. A 65-year-old woman telling officials in the lakefront city she's been carrying the remains of her husband around in boxes for 18 years.
Talk about thinking big. The Pun Place, a mail-order t-shirt house in Fullerton, California, advertises a new t-shirt with this inscription, quote, "I made Linda Lovelace gag," end quote. They say it takes quite a man to wear one.
It's 20 minutes before 1. This is Grant Hudson, CKLW 2020 News. Baby, hungry flames whipping through a mobile home in Wayne just minutes ago. The Big 8 tipped to that fatal inferno at the Sherwood Mobile Home Park by a call on the confidential hotline.
Sports. Detroit down Kansas City 3-0 last night. Minnesota 4, Cleveland 2, Baltimore 4, Chicago 2, Oakland 4, Washington 3, California 6, New York nothing. Motor City weather, just ahead of more music and Jim Edwards. Mostly sunny and warm today, high 86, low tonight 68, Sunday possible showers. 68 degrees, this is Byron McGregor, 2020.
And that's Byron McGregor. Why was he laughing? Was Gary Burbank tickling him or something? Or
No, I know the story. It was Big Jim Edwards, and Jim's out with us. We've seen him in
Jim's down in Florida.
He's down in Florida. He's all part of this documentary we're doing. But evidently, it was Big Jim, who is really tall and really big, and Pat St. John that jumped up onto the news desk. And I don't know what they did in particular, but evidently...
It's still a family show.
What I guess I was told was that it must have broken up Byron, as we just heard.
They used to do all kinds of stuff like that. They'd set your copy on fire.
You'd
be reading the news. I can always remember. I'll never live this down. Even today, people say, I was reading the news, and they would open the door, and they'd slip something in, so you would think it was a late-breaking story. And I started reading this thing, and I came to a word I'd never seen before, and the line was, American men are going sterile in record numbers because they're not eating enough rouage. CKLW News Time. And then I looked up, and everybody was laughing at the other side of the... And it was roughage was the word.
But you know, the sad thing, though, is you can't do that today. I mean, we did some damn good radio news, and we had a lot of fun on the job, but that sort of thing is not happening today because
we're
all very serious young journalists now.
Or they'd write half a story, rip it in half, and hand you in half a paragraph. Wait a minute. This just in. Windsor police have spotted a blinding sandstorm.
You're on your own, buddy.
And sometimes there's a...
But that's why it's so memorable.
Try and finish that.
A huge cloud burst, and then some references to animals lighting up two by two in a big boat.
I knew nothing about...
But one night, you know, we always had a commercial. So the commercial this one particular night I was on was for Schlitz Beer, which had just arrived in Ontario.
And your favorite.
Oh, gosh, was it ever. So, it ends, and I come back on, and it's time to CKLW weather, just ahead of much more music. And Steve Hunter, beer tonight. And the thing was, it said fair tonight, but it was a Freudian slip.
Yeah.
And beer tonight, low 71, you know, the whole thing. And people, that's great, man. And they never knew until now that it was actually just a total error.
Oh.
I saw the word fair, but it came out beer.
Never.
I knew nothing about French names because I'm from Ohio, you know. And first time I came up here, one of my first sportscasts, I had Ivan Cornwayer and Reen Robert, which is Rene Robert in the same story. And Joe came in the next day, and Byron said, "You got to work with him on the sports names right
on
away."
On the other hand, we had someone who was reading a Pistons story, and it said,
Robert.
Bob Lanier.
That was Derek Chase. Yes.
Well, it's like all the street names when folks would come out. Well, how do you say DeQuinder and Gratiot?
Well, that's
and,
why, though, it worked out well for me because I was a native Detroiter, because that could have been a problem.
You had to know your streets, Joe.
I knew my streets. I knew Detroit. I knew
Gratiot.
Gratiot. I never made those mistakes.
The pronunciation of Gratiot and DeQuinder fall, I think,
the pronunciation rules are in the same dictionary with Peary Street.
There you go.
That's right.
There you go.
Peary
and
Pigeon French and Windsor.
And
yes.
You know, think, something I want to say, though, is we've all
Randall
had a great
Carlisle.
No, we've had a great time for this hour. But I really believe that we did really good news.
You did.
And we were, even though it was somewhat sensational, we broke a lot of stories and we did some important stuff. And we've all been sounding like, you know, we've remembered the funny stuff.
The night Dick Nixon resigned. We had a great lead into the speech. Yeah.
Exactly.
The Vietnam War ended.
Grant.
I reported.
Oh, that was brilliant.
I remember going
with
to
the
Grand,
use of a lot of music.
I went to Grand Rapids that night that Nixon resigned, and I remember sitting with Gerald Ford's family in a hotel room in Grand Rapids with them knowing that their brother was about to become the president of the United States, and then flew back that night so we could have mic quality tape
We did big stuff. Yeah. I mean, we broke the story that Jim Morrison of the Doors was dead. We had it like 24 hours before anybody else. I mean, we were doing good
and
news.
And another thing, although you know, at the time, there was a lot of complaint, well, this is just this outpost of American culture and values and so on a Canadian soil using Canadian radio. Remember when they had the near breakaway of Quebec in, what was it, 1971 or 72, and Trudeau had to federalize bring the army to Quebec. We had intensive coverage of that.
Yeah.
Also, we did a lot of Canadian news to people across America who otherwise knew only about they knew about Canada was like that stereotypical beer commercial. Well, they must all have, beaver pets and live in an igloo.
Would not know anything about Windsor, obviously.
And since CKLW ceased being the Big Eight, probably fewer people know what's going on in Canada today in those 36 states or whatever.
I totally agree.
We probably told more people more about Canada in the United States than before or since. And even though you were listening, maybe for the murder meter or whatever was number one on the CKLW Big 30, still, in Scranton, Pennsylvania, if you were paying any attention, knew that Canada had a prime minister, but Ontario had a premier.
Had a parliament.
Now, parliament. You knew there were three parties, conservative, liberal, NDP. You knew more about Canada, or at least you heard more about Canada, maybe remembered some of it, than almost any American. So when Canadians say, Americans treat Canada like the mini-me and don't pay much attention to Canada. Well, we were giving the Canadian story across the USA. And we were doing it for nothing.
The
government's probably spending millions of dollars today to try to get the same result.
And Frank Wansborough was the mayor of Windsor. Remember him?
We're going to talk to Frank. As a matter of fact, he's doing fine. He's 82, but he's just as terrific as ever. He had his 80th birthday about 2 years ago, and he's as much a part of remembering everything that was going on at CKLW.
He was the mayor when the first strip joints opened in Windsor.
Well, that too.
Tracy Starr's Strip Palace. I remember us covering that.
Ran his camera store.
Randall, of course, did a lot of intensive research
there. I did live in-depth reports.
Even today in Buffalo, I get so many emails and letters from people saying, hey, are you the guy that used to be on CKLW in Detroit back in the 1970s?
And your answer always is, are you a cop?
I say, why? Do I owe you money?
It's great. The 2020 News guys are all here. Yeah. Jojo Bertsari and Randall Carlisle, Mark Daly. My goodness, Keith Radford and Joe Donovan and Grant Hudson and... my God,
Joe. Is this it? Are we getting the rush now?
No, we're not getting the rush. I just want to make sure we get everybody in. Dick Smythe, I want to make sure we get everybody's name.
The interesting thing about this is we all live in, like, all around the world right now, and we all come together. I wouldn't come together for the last TV station I ever worked at. I'd never go back to anything else.
People don't go back to high school reunions.
No, they don't.
College reunions.
We had a unique situation.
We like
that
to
will
go
never
to
exist
the,
again.
We like to go to the Tunnel Barbecue. That's why we all come back.
No, it's Tracy Starr's Strip Palace. Jeez.
I wanted to bring up, we were talking about Canada earlier, and I just met Fred Sorrell for the first time, and he was the general manager before Herb McCord. And he said that he was proud to have sent Byron to Russia with Pierre Trudeau, and he was the only radio newsman there. CNN was there, ABC, NBC, CBS, everyone was there, the CBC, and Byron was the only Canadian-American newsman representing a radio station. And Fred said it just did wonders, not only for Byron going there and experiencing a trip like that, but it really did show what the station, what extent we went to cover the news.
They sent me to the station. We did a show called Canada Canada Now every
Canada
Sunday.
Every Sunday morning.
And that's how Byron's hit The Americans became big, because he read the article in the Toronto paper.
Editorial.
Right. And he played Bridge Over Troubled Waters underneath, like an instrumental version, and played it on Canada Now on a Sunday morning on our station. And there were so many phone calls that Armin Belladium, who's
here,
who said this is going to be a hit, and we had so many calls of people wanting copies of it, and that was on a Sunday morning out of the Big 8 talking about Canadian news, and that's all it was. It was Canada Now, it was Canadian news.
I remember we started that show during my reign, and it was there again as a placebo for the CRTC, but we did some good stuff. I remember we broke some music. I remember the first time I heard the Guess Who was we played it as a brand new thing. Yeah. We played it on that show.
They sent me to cover the Miss Nude Universe pageant.
I remember that. Up somewhere in Ontario.
Ontario.
Yeah, that wasn't available, or what?
It's kind of hard to do for radio.
I tell you, one little story about Canada Now, and that's in the old building down Riverside Drive. And the newsroom was upstairs, and we recorded it down the production studio downstairs, and all the stuff was on tape cart. Have you ever heard 35 tape cartridges fall down two flights of stairs? Wonderful.
Only when you threw them, Dick.
Terrible sound.
You mentioned Pierre Trudeau. Do you remember when Trudeau dropped some F-bombs on the floor of Parliament because someone apparently was making a speech he didn't like, and then afterwards he says, "You reporters didn't understand what I was saying. I was saying fuddle-duddle." Man, you remember that? Now, within a couple of weeks, Margaret Trudeau announces that she's pregnant. So what did you say on the 2020 newscast?
I made a certain reference to her being fuddle-duddled, I think.
Pierre Trudeau is not just leaving. He's not leaving his fuddle-duddle at the office. He's taking it home with him. Then the announced Margaret Trudeau.
Charlie, somebody mentioned the Who concert, and we did. We did
Elton John.
Elton John, Barry Manilow, Tony Orlando. But the key to it all of these people were in the studios here at CKLW. They would be on the air.
They were kissing our butt because we made stars out of
them. That's right, we made stars out of them.
Like
but in addition to that, we also covered the concerts. We did the traffic before and after the first Who concert at the Pontiac Silverdome. It's the first concert there.
Yeah, Keith, you called me on that show. I think you were
there. Yeah, I did. I remember that. And I remember the first person I ever interviewed when I first started here in 1971. I was so nervous. It was Paul Anka. He was appearing. Wow. I don't know if it was at Pine Knob or was the old Elmwood Casino still open then, maybe. I don't know.
But there used to be some big names in there.
He came in on Tommy's show. And Dick Smythe, you said you found, and we want to give some credit here, some new talent that you were excited about here working on AM 800. Yesterday you ran into Melanie DeVoe, and you...
There's still that old magic vibrancy on the radio station. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And Alice Cooper, I interviewed him. Yeah. I said, Alice, what's the biggest thrill of your life? He says, listening to 18 on the Big 8 while I'm driving down the freeway, and I thought, we are big.
8:56, we're taking a break. It's the Big 8 reunion on AM 800 CKLW.
We hope you're enjoying the memories with the Big 8 reunion on...
Radio 8 CKLW.
The Motor City, and that's me, Charlie O'Brien. It's the Big 8 Reunion on AM 800 CKLW. We're bringing back a golden era, a special age. Still more to come, a whole hour. Rosalie Trombley is going to be here. We'll talk some music, the Big 8 hits. One of the reasons we're here, Michael McNamara and Judy Holm, you guys are with Markham Films. You're filming a documentary on the Big 8. Michael, you're a local guy from Windsor. You and I talked about this over coffee one day, and it's come to pass. What a great project you guys have put together today, and yesterday, and throughout the whole weekend.
Well, it's a project I've been working on since I left town. I left town in 1977, and after leaving town, I realized that the one thing I really missed about this city was CKLW, and so it's a project I've been trying to get off the ground ever since. And you and I talked about it, 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
And we pitched it to a couple of broadcasters, and History Television here in Canada had the foresight to get involved, and so we're making the movie.
So we've got a film crew in the studio. We're doing radio and TV kind of together, a film. Judy, what about radio? How do you get you all excited about doing a radio project?
Well, I had to listen to him talk about CKLW for years and years and years.
You had to.
I had to. Well, I grew up in Toronto, and I thought I was having an okay time, but after listening to Michael and after this whole weekend, I've come to realize that I lost out big time. growing up in Toronto.
Missed big time. That's what happened. I remember I grew up here, but I had to leave, and I'd have to go to Crystal Beach or Buffalo to hear the Big Eight. That was about the only way to do it. Michael, how's the project going? You've flown in folks from all over the place, and so that's fabulous.
Doing a documentary about such a great radio station that had such a great roster of talent. You have guys now all flung far across the country, across the continent. In fact, it's like trying to herd cats, getting all these guys together and do an interview with them and talk about the great days of the Big Eight. So we had been chasing people around. We did a little bit of shooting down in Florida, and we have been doing some shooting in other parts of the country, and we did a little bit out in L.A. And we decided, let's try and get them all together in one place.
Now that you've gathered up, or you're still gathering up film, how long is this going to take, and what's required after this?
Well, you know,
this?
When you're making a movie about radio, you're really looking for pictures to go along with it. And so one of the things that we've been looking for are artifacts, photographs of teenagers at CKLW events and things like that. And so, in fact, if there are listeners who've got anything like that in their closets and they want to dust it off and send it to us or let us know about it, they can tell us at info@markhamstreetfilms.com. And we're still looking for those kinds of images for the film. So if there's anybody out there who wants to help us out, yeah, that'd be great.
I think we'll post that on the AM800CKLW.com website. We'll put that on there. Judy Holm and Michael McNamara, thank you for that. Thanks for coming out, and we're looking forward to the History Channel Canada, the documentary. It's the Big Eight, Rise and Fall. What's the full working title?
Radio Revolution.
Radio Revolution.
The Rise and Fall of the Big Eight.
All right, fantastic.
And thank you, Charlie. You've been doing an amazing job.
We're having a lot of fun. There's a whole hour to go.